Well, I did it again. I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page, and it blew up. We had every Todd, Karen, Francis respond. People are having heart attacks. And it comes back down to this whole pandemic thing. And so some people are saying, well, you should wear a mask, not wear a mask. Do we have to wear a mask? You know what? Scripture's very clear. Jesus, in fact, is explicit, stating very, very clearly, do not wear a mask. Don't believe me? Read Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. You'll go on a little bit of a rabbit trail, but when you study the Greek, that's exactly what he's saying. And it has a little bit of where we're going today. Wake the faith up. I feel like saying wake the faith up, Karen and Todd and Francis and, you know, the names we give people who are kind of whiners. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too hard, but this generation, it's hard, man. It's hard to deal with a lot of these people, but so be it. It's the end times. People are in love with themselves more than they are with truth. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to me on 97X Podbean, Apple Podcast, and there's many out there. Need a website? Check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. This company will do you right, whether you need a big website or a small website. And also, Well-Built Supplements. Boy, I can't push this company enough. They have great stuff. You will love it. And if you buy something, make sure you use our own personal code, WellBuiltTDA, one word, and you get 15% off of whatever you're going to buy. And it is the bomb jam stuff. You'll love it. Secret sauce, especially if you're a gym rat like me. Also, if you are in the Madison area, 97X is putting on a men's outing at Astico Park. They'll be camping, hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fishing. There's a link in our notes. You can click it, find out more. And finally, Revolution Forefathers. That's the number four, revolutionforefathers.com. We have our swag up. We've got some great stuff. We just posted another shirt, Looser. The Looser shirt, not loser. In fact, that's what I want. I want people to come up and say, you spelled loser wrong. And I'll go, no, I'm not a loser. I'm a looser. What I loose on heaven will be loosed on earth. What I bind on heaven will be bind on earth. And anyway, check out the swag. It's awesome. We have our own TDA, our own line of stuff. So, and there's more than just clothes. There's hats. There's water bottles, etc. Now, we talked about prayer yesterday. I hope that made you pray. And today we're going to talk about praying again and why you might not pray. And why might you not pray? Let's jump into it. Number one, I think a lot of times we go by our feelings. Sometimes we just don't pray because we just don't feel like it. But remember, we talked about prayer yesterday is just communicating with God. So what if you use that excuse in any other relationship? Your boss calls into the office and wants to have a kind of a powwow about something. Sorry, I just don't feel like talking. Or your wife, or your son, or your friend. It just does not go over well, right? I mean, I would talk to my wife, except, well, it just never works, and I just don't feel like it's worth the time. And if you're that way with God, man, you've got the wrong premise to begin with. We should want to talk to our spouse to build a relationship. We should want to talk to God in order to build a relationship. Not because we think it works or doesn't work. It's not a magic potion. It's communicating. I love what someone said a while back. They said, if you don't feel like praying, talk to God about it. If you don't think God hears you, talk to God about it. If you don't want to pray, talk to God about it. If you feel like God never answers your prayers, talk to God about it. If you don't know how to pray, talk to God about it. I think you're getting it, right? Look, in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, there's a story you're probably familiar with it. The disciples and Jesus are crossing the sea in a boat, and a storm kicks up, and it's going nuts, and the disciples thinking, we're going to die, and Jesus is asleep. You got to love that dude. Just out cold, sleeping. And they wake him up, and they start to prophesy to him. We're going to die. We're all going to be killed. The boat's going to get ruined. And what does he do? He calms the storm. But don't miss the point of the story. Jesus did not wake up, and he did not respond to the storm. He responded to their request. Look, there are feelings there, right? The disciples felt like their lives were over. God did not go by their feelings. He went by their request. In the same way, we should not let our feelings dictate our prayer life, whether we feel like praying or not like praying, but rather see our prayer life as what it's supposed to be, a way to connect with God. What's another reason we don't pray? Well, Jesus waited for the disciples to ask him how to pray before he taught them. Remember the Lord's Prayer? They go, "Hey, Jesus, teach us how to pray." Now, why did he wait for them to ask? Maybe he wanted them to get hungry for prayer. Or maybe he, you know, maybe they finally saw his prayer life take up so much of his time. Or maybe they were afraid up to this point to ask him. I personally think it was that at this point the disciples saw that it was the fruit of his whole life. His whole life was based on communicating with God. It wasn't just for superpowers. It just wasn't to calm the sea or to heal the sick. It was how he ran his whole life. He said again and again, "I'm not here to do my will, I'm here to do my Father's will." They saw him leave all the time, go up to a mountain, get away by himself, walk across the water, hide. He always was getting away to pray. I think it finally drove the disciples to a point where like, "Well, teach us how to pray. If it's that important, we want to know." Third, why we don't pray, I think sometimes our motives are messed up. Fundamental question here, gentlemen. Ladies, do you want prayer to know God, or do you just want prayer to get answers? Do you want to talk to your spouse just to get what you want, or do you talk to your spouse because you truly want to get to know them better? Motives are everything. Finally, one of the last ones is, "Well, I just don't have time." Well, then guess what? The truth is, then you just don't understand how important prayer is. I love the quote, "A day without prayer is a boast against God." If you don't pray, it's like flipping God the bird. "I don't need you today." Guess what? Prayer is the language of weakness, and I'll raise my hand. I'll be first. I'm weak. I need God. So do you. But the bottom line, and we as humans, we are wired in our DNA, in our spiritual DNA, to pray. I don't care who you are, you pray. And you want to connect with God. You may pray to another God. You might even be an atheist. But guess what? You still pray. There's something out there that you wish and hope to. It's in our DNA. But we all want to pray, and we all need to pray, and we all believe in some type of prayer. And why is that? Because it's in our DNA. Why do we still have this desire to pray? Because our DNA knows that we are in a physical world, but there's something that we need to cross over into the realm of faith, into the invisible, into the supernatural world. And prayer is just that. It's stepping through that portal from where we are here on earth in time into the supernatural with God, with Christ, who's in heaven. Final thought. Jesus is still praying for us now, up, seated with God the Father. He's in heaven. If prayer is that important that God, while he's still up in heaven, if Christ, while he's still up in heaven, is praying for us, if it's that important, don't you think you should probably pray? This is Garth Heckman at the David Lyons. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.